this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 21st, 2006. Today's message is titled, Follow Me, and the scripture text is from John 21, 18 and 19.
I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, Follow me.
I read the story of a middle-aged doctor afflicted with an incurable disease. He was initially resentful and angry with God. Then over a period of time, he humbly committed the remainder of his life to God and determined to leave a godly heritage. The daily text is the final recorded personal exchange between Christ and Peter prior to Christ's ascension. I ponder on how this revelation of truth might have affected Peter. Here he is, gloriously restored after his ignominious denial. He's ready to take on the world. But our Lord's final words to him were in regard to the manner in which he would one day die. Peter went on to live and faithfully minister for Christ another 30 years before he was crucified upside down, as tradition asserts, and some I've also read point out in burning oil. Consider how the knowledge of his future death might have crippled him. He could have become an emotional basket case. But there's no hint in his apostolic preaching recorded in Acts or in his two epistles of this being a factor at all. I wonder about this when I read the account of his imprisonment in Acts chapter 12. His longtime friend and fellow apostle James had just been beheaded, and Peter surely knew that Herod was in the killing mood. Yet he is soundly sleeping when the angel awakened him for his deliverance. Perhaps he laid down his head and reasoned, I'm not old yet. The purpose of this revelation, Peter, was that he might know the way in which he would glorify God in his death. That takes a lot of pondering for me. Yet I consider people who have glorified God in their death. I'm inspired each time I read of Stephen's bold proclamation of faith at the very time of his stoning. Seems to me the right outlook is seeing death as merely God's appointed means of transition from this life to the next. Surely this is a time when we as believers can indeed glorify God. Today, let us, like Peter, again hear the words Christ spoke, Follow me. And let's do it.
Jesus, help me to determine in my heart that your words, Follow me, will far surpass the importance of any other mission I am called to in my lifetime. I pray that my goals, achievements, and ambitions never conflict with the major calling you've placed on my life. Lord, may all that I pursue establish for me a firm foundation where my faith will grow and where I bring glory to your name, both in life and in death.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare this ministry each weekday morning. Something a bit unusual about this podcast is it is also prepared on Thursday morning because I'm going out of town, and I wanted to get Fridays up. I had these thoughts on my mind. So we hope the schedule podcast works correctly. I'm going to schedule it to update the podcast about 8 o'clock on Friday morning, and I've never done that before. Same with the email post. And hope it works well. Well, have a great weekend. It is a joy to serve the Lord. We do not know what today or tomorrow holds for that matter, but thank God we can have confidence in Christ's steadfast care.